Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcissus Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dan Abrams, Writing with David Fisher. Presents a work of narrative legal history centered on Abraham Lincoln as a practicing trial lawyer, rather than as a president or national myth. The book examines the 1859 murder defense of Peachy Quinn Harrison, a young man accused of killing Greek Crafton in Springfield, Illinois, only months before Lincoln became the Republican presidential nominee. Its distinctive source base is a rare trial transcript prepared by Robert Roberts Hitt, which allows the authors to reconstruct courtroom exchanges with unusual immediacy for a 19th-century American case. The book is not a full Lincoln biography. Its purpose is narrower and more forensic, showing how Lincoln handled evidence, witnesses, public pressure, and jurors in a case with both legal and political consequences. By placing the trial beside the approaching 1860 election, the book connects local criminal justice to national political reputation and offers a focused portrait of Lincoln before the presidency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a rare trial transcript turns Lincoln legal history into courtroom reconstruction. The central strength of the book is its reliance on an actual trial transcript, a source that gives the narrative more precision than many accounts of Lincoln as a lawyer. 19th-century trials were not usually preserved in full, and many stories about Lincoln in court come from later recollections, anecdotes, or partisan memory. The transcript prepared by Robert Roberts Hitt gives Abrams and Fisher a firmer foundation for describing the rhythm of testimony, objections, arguments, and judicial procedure. This matters because the book is interested less in heroic legend than in professional conduct under pressure. Readers see Lincoln working inside the constraints of courtroom rules, not merely delivering famous lines or embodying later presidential greatness. The authors use the transcript to create dramatic momentum, but the importance of the source is analytical as well as narrative. It allows the trial to be treated as an event with recoverable structure. Evidence appears in sequence. Strategic choices become visible, and the defense can be evaluated as legal craft rather than folklore. This archival basis differentiates the book from broader Lincoln biographies by grounding its portrait of Lincoln in a specific case record. Secondly, the Harrison murder case shows Lincoln managing uncertainty rather than proving innocence simply. The trial of Peachy Quinn Harrison was not a simple contest between obvious guilt and obvious innocence. Harrison had killed Greek Crafton, so the defense could not depend on denying the central physical act. Lincoln instead had to shape the meaning of that act, especially through questions of provocation, self-defense, intent, and the reliability of competing accounts. This makes the case valuable as a study in legal reasoning. The defense task was to move jurors away from the mere fact of death and toward the circumstances surrounding the confrontation. Abrams and Fisher emphasize how courtroom advocacy often turns on narrowing the issue that jurors must decide. In a murder trial, the difference between a deliberate killing and a legally excusable or less culpable act can depend on timing, perception of threat, witness credibility, and emotional context. The book also shows why evidence that appears morally ambiguous can become decisive when framed carefully. Reported statements by the dying Crafton complicated the prosecution narrative, and Lincoln used such material to challenge a straightforward picture of malice. The result is a case study in how reasonable doubt can emerge from complexity rather than from total factual contradiction. Thirdly, Lincoln courtroom strategy combined plain language, witness control, and moral framing. The book presents Lincoln as a lawyer whose effectiveness came from clarity more than theatrical excess. His courtroom style, as reconstructed through the transcript and surrounding context, depended on making complicated facts intelligible to ordinary jurors. That skill later became central to his political communication. But in the trial, it served immediate legal goals. Lincoln needed jurors to remember a coherent version of events, understand the legal significance of self-defense, and feel that acquittal could be morally justified. Abrams and Fisher showed that this required more than eloquence. It required control of witness testimony, attention to sequencing, and a disciplined sense of which points deserved emphasis. Lincoln did not simply argue that his client was sympathetic. He worked to align the evidence with a plausible human story of conflict, fear, and consequence. The book also highlights the importance of restraint. A lawyer in a serious murder case can weaken his position by appearing manipulative or overly emotional. Lincoln's reputation for honesty mattered because it made his argument seem credible rather than merely clever. His advocacy therefore joined technical legal strategy with public trust, a combination that would later shape his national image. Fourthly, the case linked local legal reputation to the politics of the 1860 presidential campaign. The subtitle suggests that the murder case helped propel Lincoln toward the presidency. And the book treats that claim through reputation rather than mechanical causation. The Harrison trial did not single-handedly create Lincoln's political rise, which also depended on party conflict, debates over slavery, the collapse of older political alignments, and the Republican convention. Yet the case mattered because it occurred at a sensitive moment. Lincoln was already a prominent Illinois Republican, and a disastrous public defeat in a sensational murder trial could have damaged perceptions of judgment, competence, and character. By successfully defending Harrison, Lincoln preserved and reinforced the image of a capable advocate trusted in grave matters. Abrams and Fisher used the trial to show how 19th-century political careers were built, partly through local visibility and professional credibility. Law and politics overlapped in courthouses, newspapers, party networks, and public conversation. A lawyer who could persuade a jury in a life-and-death case demonstrated qualities voters and political allies valued: composure, logic, moral seriousness, and command of facts. The book, therefore, positions the trial as one revealing episode in a broader rise, not as a substitute for the larger political history of 1860. Lastly, the book reveals how 19th-century criminal justice operated within community pressure and public attention, beyond Lincoln himself. The book offers a useful view of American criminal justice before modern forensic science, professionalized media, and contemporary courtroom procedure. The trial unfolded in a community where lawyers, witnesses, families, jurors, and political figures often knew one another or knew of one another. Such proximity shaped how evidence was received and how reputation functioned. A murder case was not only a legal proceeding but also a public event, followed through newspapers and local conversation. Abrams and Fisher make clear that this environment increased the stakes for everyone involved. The defendant faced potential severe punishment, the victim family sought accountability, and Lincoln had to defend his client without appearing indifferent to a death. The book also illustrates the evidentiary world of the period. But testimony, character, physical circumstances, and reported statements could carry extraordinary weight because scientific proof was limited. Jurors had to evaluate human credibility in a direct and personal way. This historical setting helps readers understand both the continuities and differences between past and present trials. Many modern concerns, such as media influence, public perception, and narrative framing, were already present, but they operated through the institutions and customs of mid-19th century Illinois. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a focused, evidence-based portrait of Abraham Lincoln outside the familiar settings of the Civil War, the White House, and the major speeches. It will especially interest readers of legal history, courtroom narrative, presidential biography, and 19th century American politics. Its practical value lies in showing how advocacy works under uncertainty. Lincoln does not win by eliminating every difficulty in the evidence. He wins by clarifying the decisive legal question, organizing testimony into a persuasive sequence, and presenting a morally credible interpretation to jurors. Intellectually, the book helps readers see that political leadership can be formed in professional settings long before national office. Compared with broad Lincoln biographies, it stands out because of its narrow lens and unusually concrete source material. Compared with ordinary true crime history, it stands out because the trial is connected to a major turning point in American political life. The book also benefits from Abrams' background as a legal analyst, since it explains courtroom stakes in accessible terms without turning the account into a technical legal treatise. Its limitation is that readers seeking a comprehensive account of Lincoln presidency will need other works, but as a study of Lincoln, the advocate, it offers a distinctive and readable contribution. If you would like to support Dan Abrams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.